chronicles all manner of mishap. But it seems that the easiest way to die in the park is to fall into the water some distance from shore. The temperature of Yellowstone Lake, for instance, averages about 41 degrees. You don't last long in that kind of water. I bring this up at the beginning because it is important. Part of the joy of walking in Yellowstone is that it is still, for the most part, a wilderness, which means that it is untamed, which in turn means that it is not impossible to get hurt, even if you follow all the rules. Thus, the wilderness that is Yellowstone Park affirms our mortality. That is why walking its trails makes us feel so damn alive. I have not tried to write a guide to the park. Others have done that, and done it so well that anything I say would be redundant. I invite you to turn to a selected Yellowstone bookshelf at the back of this book for a list of great guidebooks. You will want to know about where to camp, how much things cost, what sorts of accommodations are available, and such like. Books in the back present all this information. I have also listed a number of trail guides. I use every one mentioned because each is a little different from the others and excellent in its own manner.